U.S. GDP came in at half the estimate, and Bitcoin rallied 3.5%. Anyway, the U.S. economy grew at an annualized rate of just 0.7% in Q4, according to data released on March 13, 2026. Wall Street had expected 1.4%. The number came in at exactly half the consensus estimate, confirming what a string of weaker labor and manufacturing data had been signaling for weeks. The post-pandemic growth engine is stalling. Bitcoin's reaction was to climb 3.5% in 24 hours to $72,850 as of March 13, 2026. Ethereum rose 4.1% to $2,050. Solana gained 4.3% to 91.05. The entire top five by market cap was green, with XRP up 3.4% to 144 and BNB adding 2.4% to 671.57. The crypto fear and greed index sat at 35, still firmly in fear territory, even as prices pushed higher. Half the growth, double the rate cut, bets. The GDP miss is not a rounding error. Coming in at 0.7% versus 1.4% represents a meaningful deceleration from Q3's already tepid pace. Consumer spending, the backbone of U.S. GDP, showed signs of fatigue as credit card delinquencies and record 401k hardship withdrawals weigh on household balance sheets. For crypto, the math is straightforward. Weaker growth makes it harder for the Federal Reserve to justify holding rates at current levels. Fed funds futures shifted within minutes of the release, pricing in a higher probability of cuts at the June and September FOMC meetings. Lower rates reduce the opportunity cost of holding non-yielding assets like Bitcoin, and they weaken the dollar, which tends to push capital toward alternatives. This is the same dynamic that drove the 2020-2021 crypto rally. Back then, near zero rates and massive fiscal stimulus sent BTC from $10,000 to $69,000. The current setup is less extreme, but the directional logic is identical. When the cost of holding dollars falls, the cost of not holding BTC rises. The fear and greed disconnect. The most interesting data point is not the GDP print itself. It is the fact that BTC is up 3.5% while the fear and greed index reads 35. In a typical risk-on environment, a 3 or 4% daily gain across all major crypto assets would push sentiment toward greed, 55 plus, or extreme greed, 75 plus. The 35 reading suggests that this rally is happening without broad retail participation. Large holders and algorithmic strategies are repositioning based on the rate cut thesis, while smaller participants remain cautious. This divergence has historical precedent. In late 2023, BTC rallied from $27,000 to $35,000 over 6 weeks, while fear and greed hovered in the 40s. Retail followed 3 to 4 weeks later. The gap between price action and sentiment often marks the early innings of a sustained move, though it can also signal a short-lived short squeeze. What the jobs data already told us, the GDP miss did not arrive in a vacuum. February's non-farm payrolls report showed the U.S. economy lost 92,000 jobs, with 161,000 more revised away from prior months. Unemployment ticked up to 4.4%. The GDP data simply confirmed the trajectory that labor markets had been telegraphing. Together, these prints paint a picture of an economy that is not collapsing, but is clearly decelerating faster than consensus expected. For the Fed, the question shifts from can we cut to how fast should we cut? That distinction matters for crypto positioning. A slow, orderly cutting cycle, 25 basis points per meeting, tends to produce a gradual grind higher in risk assets. A faster, panicked cutting cycle, 50 basis points or emergency intermeeting cuts, tends to produce explosive but volatile rallies followed by sharp corrections. The bond market is currently pricing the slower scenario. If upcoming data, particularly the March CPI print and April jobs report, comes in weaker than expected, that pricing could shift rapidly. Stablecoins is the canary one metric worth tracking in the coming weeks is stablecoin issuance. During previous periods of dollar weakness and rate cut expectations, USDC and USDT supply expanded as capital rotated from traditional dollar holdings into stablecoin alternatives. USDC recently flipped Tether in transfer volume as monthly stablecoin transactions hit a record $1.8 trillion. If stablecoin supply starts expanding again alongside falling treasury yields, it would confirm that capital is not just speculating on rate cuts, but actively moving out of traditional dollar instruments and into crypto-native dollar equivalents. That flow pattern is more durable than pure BTC speculation because it represents a structural shift in how dollars are held, not just a leveraged bet on price. For crypto card users, a weaker dollar environment has a direct impact. Cards with 0% foreign exchange fees become less critical when the dollar itself is depreciating, but stablecoin-funded cards gain an edge because users can hold value in USDC, USDT, and convert to fiat only at the point of sale, minimizing exposure to dollar depreciation between paychecks.